The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. And as always, I am very pleased to bring you the KTQA Daily Briefing, Monday through Friday in the 3 o'clock hour. It is our final Friday of January. It is January 29th. And let's see, state-level updates, as always, can be found about COVID-19 online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. And the state's data dashboards are now found online at doh.wa.gov/COVID-data-dashboard. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and you can dial 211 to get connected to community resources and referral services anywhere in the state through United Way. The state's coronavirus hotline opens up daily at 6 a.m., and generally Monday through Friday stays open till 10 p.m., but lately, with such high call volume, sometimes they're closing lines around 6 or 7 just so they can do their completed callbacks for the day. The coronavirus hotline for Washington State is 1-800-525-0127. You can also text 211-211 to chat with someone from the state. That's the coronavirus text line. Our state news for today, our updates, to recap yesterday's late-breaking update, regional phases will now be evaluated and announced every 2 weeks instead of weekly, based on whether each region meets 3 out of 4 community health metrics related to coronavirus. This week, 2 regions will move into Phase 2 starting Monday. The counties in the 2 regions entering Phase 2 are Pierce, King, Snohomish, Thurston, Grays Harbor, Lewis, and Pacific counties. Moving on to vaccine information for coronavirus. This is on everyone's mind. Washingtonians can find out if they're eligible for COVID-19 vaccines online at findyourphasewa.org. If you go to coronavirus.wa.gov, you'll also find very visible links to all those kinds of things, whether it's find a testing site near you, or find vaccines, find out whether you're eligible. But the Phase Finder, which brings you through a series of questions to see whether you're eligible, is findyourphasewa.org. The State Department of Health has declared that individuals who do not live or work in Washington are not eligible for vaccines at any of the state's mass vaccination sites. The State Department of Health has also warned that those who register and show up to DOH-run mass vaccine clinics may be asked to show identification documents, like a driver's license or proof of Washington residency or employment, upon arrival. These state-run clinics, which are in Eastern Washington and Clark County so far, are available only to those who are eligible on the state's tiered system. These include healthcare workers, high-risk first responders, long-term care residents, people age 65 and older, and people 50 years or older who are in multi-generational households. The following health systems and clinics in our region are offering vaccine appointments for eligible individuals: MultiCare, Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, Kaiser Permanente, CMAR, Ording Family Practice, OM Life Health Clinic, University Place Clinic, and UW Medicine. The following pharmacies also have vaccine programs by appointment: Safeway Pharmacies in Bonnie Lake and Lakewood, Kirk's Pharmacy in Eatonville, Lincoln Pharmacy in Tacoma, and Albertson's Pharmacy in Puyallup. The governor and health officials emphasized again yesterday that even when individuals have recovered from COVID-19 or have received vaccinations, masking is still essential because the science hasn't yet provided clarity on whether vaccinations can prevent viral transmission. The Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction today announced that the state will be partnering with Kaiser Permanente to create up to 20 vaccination locations along the I-5 corridor and in Spokane that will facilitate vaccination of school staff once they become eligible. The plan does not allow school staff to jump ahead in the vaccine queue. And school staff who are Kaiser Permanente members will be able to access the service without charge, and non-members will be able to bill their insurance companies or federal or get federal government reimbursement. The specific sites have not yet been announced, but they may include school sites. So again, if in online or print or TV or radio media yesterday, you heard that the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction was going to be making an announcement today related to school staff, know that the announcement consists of a plan to create 20 vaccination locations along the I-5 corridor, and school staff, teachers, paraeducators are not moved up in their eligibility to receive vaccines at this time. Again, only teachers and school staff who fall under any of the currently eligible categories are able to make appointments. Those include folks age 65 and older, and anyone who is 50 years and older living in a multi-generational household. On February 1st, community vaccination sites for individuals age 75 and older will open up at the Showare Center in Kent and at the General Services Administration Complex in Auburn. Beginning tomorrow, January 30th at 8 a.m., online appointment registration opens at kingcounty.gov/vaccine. Registration will only be open to residents of South King County from the following groups: people age 75 and older. South King County is targeting specifically older individuals, senior citizens. Also, those who are family caregivers or home care workers taking care of someone age 50 and older who cannot live independently can also sign up to receive their vaccine. Anyone else who's unable to live independently and receiving care from a caregiver, relative, or in-home caregiver, or from someone who works outside the home, those adults are able to register to receive the vaccine. Older individuals who are living with and caring for kin, such as grandchildren, nieces, or nephews, but not parents currently caring for their children, you're also eligible. And for more information by phone, South King County residents can call 206-263-9600. Again, you can get more information on the Showare Center and General Services Administration Complex in South King County, those vaccine clinics at kingcounty.gov/vaccine. Individuals who recently signed up for a vaccine clinic planned for this weekend at Chapel Hill Church in Gig Harbor may be turned away due to a scheduling software error that allowed people to keep registering for appointments beyond capacity. There are fewer than 700 slots, which were all filled within minutes of the event's announcement on social media Thursday morning. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, which is administering the pop-up vaccine clinics, is in the process of changing registration software due to this glitch and is also working on plans to facilitate making vaccination appointments by phone. Regarding this weekend's clinic, the department sent everyone who scheduled an appointment a new email and advises individuals to check email inboxes and spam or junk folders. Those who were able to schedule an appointment after all slots were full have been alerted by email. Some additional regional information for us today. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 221 new COVID-19 cases today. There were 228 cases yesterday. There were 7 deaths reported today, all in people age 50 and older. The county has recorded 398 deaths total from COVID-19. The 2-week case rate right now per 100,000 people in Pierce County is 336. Because of the approval for our region to enter Phase 2 starting on Monday, February 1st, high school fall sports practices are authorized to begin. But individual schools and districts may have their own procedures and timelines. Students and families are urged to check your individual school websites and contact athletic directors and coaches. SeaTac Airport has released new COVID-19 protocols for international travel. Many of them are aligned with federal mandates and even the rules of other countries. Some of these new protocols include the following. International travelers must have a negative COVID-19 test. It's required for all international passengers coming into the U.S. They must have a paper copy or electronic documentation of a laboratory test result. There's 3 to 5 days after arrival. Those international passengers should be tested again, and those arriving from abroad should stay home for 7 days post-travel. Travel prohibitions travel prohibitions for non-U.S. citizens entering from South Africa, Brazil, Britain, and 27 European countries are now in, tomorrow, January 30th, go into effect. So again, there will be a travel prohibition for non-U.S. citizens who are entering directly from South Africa, Brazil, Britain, and 27 other European countries. Anyone traveling from the U.S. to the Netherlands must show a negative rapid test result within 4 hours of departure, in addition to the already mandatory negative PCR test, which must be taken no more than 72 hours before arrival in the Netherlands. For any guests traveling to the Netherlands, there's pre-flight testing that's available at SeaTac Airport. For anyone flying to Amsterdam from SeaTac, it is offered through Discovery Health MD, located at the South Satellite Sky Club Lounge near Gate S10. And those are offered from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. or within 4 hours before flights depart to the Netherlands. Moving on to Tacoma information, the city of Tacoma has issued two requests for proposal programs serving youth and young adults. The city is looking for community organizations to provide shelter operations for young adults. Those are individuals aged 18 to 24, as well as a daytime drop-in service for youth and young adults ages 12 to 24. They're also looking for culturally responsive programs to work with youth and young adults ages 12 to 30 on violence prevention. The city will hold several webinars on the requests for proposal throughout February and will accept proposals for the shelter now through March 2nd and for the violence reduction program now through March 9th. Information on both of these opportunities is available online at cityoftacoma.org/NCS. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites within our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and CMAR Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, and at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center. In addition to other places, you can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations. In addition to regular testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department also offers mobile testing events. The ones for this weekend and next week are as follows. Tomorrow, January 30th, the health department will be out at Tacoma Community College giving free COVID-19 tests. On Sunday, January 30th, they'll be both at Sprinker Recreation Center and at the Fraternal Order of Eagles building in Ording. On Monday, February 1st, the mobile clinic will be at Eatonville High School. On Thursday, February 4th, the health department will be at Pacific Lutheran University. And they'll be back at Eatonville High School on Friday, February 5th, in addition to being at the Asia-Pacific Cultural Center in Tacoma. For the health department COVID-19 tests, no ID is required. The tests are free. They're open to anyone, and most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you need testing that runs a little bit later that is free and open to anyone with no ID required, it is recommended to go to the Lakewood Station. It's open till 5:30 p.m., and is administered by the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. You can check tpchd.org for specifics. Well, you've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Again, my name is Becky, and this is the last Friday in January where I'll bring you the Daily Briefing. Remember that you can dial 311 to reach the City of Tacoma and 211 for community resources and referral services. If you want to reach us here at KTQA, you can call or text 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of today's daily briefing or any past daily briefings, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. You can find Spanish language COVID-19 reports at VT Radio Universal's Facebook page or on KTQA's daily briefing on Mondays. And if you aren't on our email list yet, you can go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know that you would like to be included. Have a wonderful weekend.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma. Dos muy serias enfermedades respiratorias.
El terrible COVID.
Vamos por
ustedes. Sí, que vamos a enfermarlos.
Y en esta otra cuerna de la salud comienza el combate. COVID y gripa pelean. Su superhigiene no puede con los dos. Necesita ayuda. Vacuna veloz noquea a la gripa. Superhigiene eliminó a COVID. Tú también combate la gripa y el COVID. Pierce County. Juntos podemos someter estas enfermedades. Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. Usa tu mascarilla, Condado de Pierce. Aprende más en tpchd.org/español.
I learned from my losses, so I'm never a loser. I'm constantly growing, but I'm absolutely knowing that I gotta stay focused, keep this third eye open. Even when my heart is broken, even when things are seeming hopeless, just gotta keep on going, just gotta keep on going and growing. Don't stop the motion, just gotta keep on flowing. Lost in this ocean, but I won't drown. I don't drown, I don't drown. Just listen to the sound and it leads to the light and you feel it inside. Finally alive, finally at peace. Finally can breathe, finally free. Finally me, finally being. Yeah.
Meditate, levitate, elevate. Meditate, levitate, elevate. Meditate, levitate, elevate. Meditate, levitate, elevate.
Deep breath in, deep breath out. Release all of my depression out. Feel my soul becoming lighter. Feel my passion spread like fire. All my desires finally ignited. Finally excited, the future's looking brighter. So I smile, happiness on my face. This expression cannot be erased. All 'cause I believe it, all because I see it. Visualization, inspiration, motivation, dedication, domination over my emotions. In tune with my feelings, so I gotta stay focused. Keep my third eye open, help me see cross oceans. Helps to get me where I'm going, get me where I'm going. Yeah, meditate, levitate, elevate. Meditate, levitate, elevate. Meditate, levitate, elevate. Meditate, levitate, elevate.
Deep breath in, deep breath out. Release all of my depression out.
I just heard that KTQA's volunteers are building out a broadcast studio right in the heart of Hilltop. That can't be easy or cheap. That's why I kicked a few dollars their way at ktqa.org/donate. After all, once KTQA gets enough funding, they can start adding so much more music variety to their lineup and give the people of Tacoma the chance to participate in actually creating programs that truly entertain and represent us, and not what some corporation thinks. Go to ktqa.org/donate to support community radio by making your gift today.